Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So now Ariana and Riley are texting. It's a new day. And Ariana's like, wait, did we find out anything? No, nothing happened in that scene. Okay, so Ariana and Riley are texting. And Ariana's saying they haven't seen each other for a minute. But, you know, she's hugging her through the phone because all the headlines and stuff.
And then Ariana's also making a banana bread because Liam's going to come over and build her a closet because they're flirting. And he basically was like, I'll build you a closet, but then you have to ride on my motorcycle. You have to ride on my hog because that's what I do. I ride a hog. And I volunteer for firefighting in Lake George. And I also help with animals and I build things.
Oh, whoa. I forgot to add my hobby, taking calls from Mariska Hargitay. I was on Law and Order once, so.
Her mom was Jane Mansfield. How about that?
Yeah.
But you didn't know that.
Never heard of her before, but whatever.
So Ariana's like, I honestly like really hit it off with Liam and he like wants to build a closet for me. And it's just like, exchange for a motorcycle ride. I mean, sounds like a dream though. Just in case, I also called it TaskRabbit. Shy.
Exactly. Cause this guy is totally giving Luke from Summer House where he's like, yeah, you know what I am? A man's man. I like to chop logs. And then it cuts to Luke, like chopping a log and missing, you know, or like, yeah. I'm going to build a table. It's like, it's one of these actor guys who's like, yeah, look at me. I build things. And I do not believe you. I want to see that finished closet, sir. I don't buy it.
Yeah. I don't know why I found it more charming with Luke. I don't know why. Cause it's, I guess Luke is so Luke. Speaking of Luke, if you're watching on video, look what happened to me today. Put this video up. New friend suggestion, Luke Goldbranson. I was like, thank you, Facebook. Huh.
There you go. I like his Facebook pictures. He's like, I'm a hockey guy. I'm a hockey guy.
Of course. Yeah, of course. It's hockey. It's like, look at me. I'm skating. Talk about a heated rivalry. That'll be me and my political opponent because I'm running for office.
No homo. So then we go to Shy, Ava, and Rowan having lunch. And he's wearing what looks like kind of a fire blanket. Type thing or a packing blanket, yeah. I guess. And yeah. Ava's like, cool jacket. Is it inside out? Like nice inside out moment. Did you make that? And he's like, oh, no, it's a firefighter's jacket. And like, it was funny because like I was walking around here earlier and like I put my hand in here and I don't know who wore this last, but there's like a random tampon in here.
They're like, who's? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, I share a lot of like jackets with everyone. Like, I actually don't even know what a jacket is. Like, I guess everyone knows what a jacket is. I don't even know. Like, I don't even know what this thing is. I don't even know where I got this. I don't even know who dressed me. It's like, it's crazy. Like, I don't understand. That's his whole bit is he's like, I don't even know. I didn't even know what this is. What? I'm so aloof. I'm just like an outsider on all this. I don't know.
I'm just a new guy. So he likes Rowan. And she friend zoned him the second he even tried it. He's like, so you got a boyfriend? She's like,
yeah, for like 30 years.
And he's like, oh shit. She goes, yeah. I like her voice. I like that she's got kind of a young Erica Jane thing going on.
My mom's a sitcom. She's pretty great. You might have heard of her. Brooks, I'm obsessed.
She does sort of also look like a Richards, like a Kyle Richards type, which is funny because I guess the Richards, when we first met Kyle Richards, I think we all sort of thought she looked like Brooke Shields. So look at them all having genetic similarities and long hair. So Rowan was like, we see Rowan says, the first time like you met me, I was like, you really seem like you're from like, he's like, Portland? Yeah, like Portland. You seem like you're from Portland.
He goes, yeah, you're like straight out of Portlandia a little bit, whatever that is. And they go, have you been to Portland, Shy? He's like, no. And he goes, can someone explain to me what happened at girls' night? And because I don't even know what was going on. Like, it was so clear, Shy. It was very clear. So he's like, yeah, like I'm just always on the side. And then I saw an article and I was like, what? I was there? That didn't, what even happened?
I don't even understand what a girl's night is. What is that? Where were we? Were we even at a bar? So Rowan's like, yeah, it all happened like really quick and we were all like drinking. And Ava's like, I truly think Riley was drinking and drunk. Really? Ava, I'm so glad that. Thank you for that insight. Guys, I think what happened was that Riley was drunk and she was drinking.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So Ava's like, yeah, I heard guys' night was really awkward. He's like, it was the most taco awko. Isn't it awko taco?
Apparently, I've never taco? Even, I'm like shy. I was like, I haven't even heard of that phrase, but I was told by someone on the sofa that it was awko taco, not taco awko.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So you're shy's correct. Like, well, I mean, it would make more sense, like an awkward taco, like an awko taco. But a taco awko is the awkward taco. Yeah. So Shy's like, yeah, I walked in and Brooks was like, I'm leaving. And then he starts like sprinting away, guys. Like it looked like he was like training for the LA Olympics, like the 100 dash. It looked like Sex in the City if they filmed it all running, you know? What?
I was like, you should have just left it at the Olympics because that doesn't make sense.
Leave it at Taco Aco. Okay. Just.
Yeah. Yeah. So then Ava says, like, so you guys all left Charlie alone. That's like kind of sad. And he's like, yeah, it kind of is like the icing of like Charlie out. And I'm like, I'm not like on that mob mentality of like, oh wow, there's like a fair position to have. Like, you know, I just like, I'm not like that. I don't even get it. Like, what is even a mob in the first place? Mob mentality? What? Like married to the mob? Like Michelle Pfeiffer? Like, what is this? Who is that?
Ava's like, yeah, it's a really tough position. It's like such a thing of like, what's up with Brooks?
She just ends her sentence.
Yeah.
I think he needs to clarify.
Is he not friends with Charlie because of Chloe last summer? Or maybe because of Charlie's current legal status? And maybe Rowan's like,
well, I feel the fact that you're still going on is like,
But he needs to clarify why he sprinted, because I totally understand wanting to care about your reputation. And Charlie's not exactly the most brand safe right now. It's just getting a little bit mean.
Like, okay, poor Charlie.
Yeah. But by the way, wasn't Ava the one last season who was all about her brand anyway? Like, I have to go to the Hamptons for my brand.
Yes.
So
so then they start talking about with L'Oreal. What was it? The Hamptons.
It was something like that. And so Ava, they start asking, like, they're talking about a party, a Halloween party is around the corner. They're going to go to a party that is based off of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And Shy is like, yeah, bring friends, bring people. Like, Hudson's back in town. It's exciting, right? And I think if, like, Hudson comes and Liam's there and he's just, like, if Liam's, like, flirting with Ariana in front of Hudson, do you guys think I should, like, let Hudson know?
The producer plant. It's so funny too when they showed him last week. He's like, he's just standing on the street. He's like, wait, should I tell them? No, I shouldn't tell them. The producers are like, tell them. Go tell them. He's like, no, I could do that, right? Could I do that? I could do that. See them like getting talked up to go spill some tea and cause some mess.
Yeah.
I thought so, it was funny that the producers included that, like pushing Shy to do it. And then him just looking terrified in the street, like, can I be this messy? Okay. But like, I'm on TV. I'll do it.
So then they're like, Rowan's like, well, I don't know if it's necessarily your place just yet. Cause no, you are under no obligation to say any of this. But you know, when you're 20, you feel like everything's important. So
yeah,
Shy's like,
he's like, well, I mean, I'm decently close. Like, I'm boys with Hudson, and I'm much closer to Hudson than I am with Liam. But like, not as close to Hudson as I am with Ariana. Because since Hudson and Ariana broke up, he's been trying to be friendly. But like, I don't know. It's like he wants to be friends, but like, I don't know. Not to mention like going through a breakup in March of last year when I'm talking to him. Like, I feel for him. You know what I mean? But like, should I tell him?
Sounds like one of those logic problems, you know? I'm boys with Hudson, and I'm closer to Hudson than I am with Liam, but I'm not as close to Hudson as I am with Ariana. Who am I closest with? It's like, Lori lives in a purple house. Sam lives in a house that's next to the greenhouse. The greenhouse is not next to the yellow house. Where's Lori? You know, that's what this whole, I was like, wait, for a moment I was like, let me track this. And I was like, I'm not tracking this. This is all stupid. Don't say anything. You're having a party. They can sort it out themselves.
Ava says he should ask Ariana how she wants him to deal with it because he's closer to her. And he's like, yeah, but then she's obviously going to be like, don't say anything. So what do I do? Yeah, so then don't say anything.
So clearly you want to say something. You just want everyone to say it's okay that you say something.
Yes. So then you want them, like, well, you want to say something. You want validation for being messy.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we go to Liam, who's gonna get on his bike. He's like, yeah, I have a motor. This is the part where I motorcycle ride. Hey, set of Law and Order. Hey, other set of Law and Order.
I hope my chopper's not too loud for you. Vroom, vroom. Actor on a set of two wheels. Here we go.
So, doesn't he FaceTime with Brooks? And Brooks is like, hey, what are you doing? And he's like, yeah, hey, I just saw my motorcycle. It's like in a motorcycle home. Are you texting while you're on a motorcycle? Like, are you FaceTiming on a motorcycle? Please stop.
Yeah. And then Liam, for some reason, is like, it's crazy how fast time goes by. You know what I mean? And Brooks is like, yeah. Do you remember being alive in the 90s? It's like, no, I wish I did. Must have been cool. I was like, okay, I think I'm going to turn the show off now.
Well, it's kind of a diss from Brooks. It's kind of a diss from Brooks because he's like, do you even remember being alive in the 90s? That's hilarious. You're so old. Like last week when Charlie was like, Brooks is just an aging queen. He's like, you know, I get Brooks. Like, he's really insecure. He's like an aging queen. He's at home with all his. Brooks is like 5 years old to me. A little fucker, Charlie. Meanwhile, Charlie has this like fucking Phyllis Diller wig on. I don't even know what Charlie is wearing his confessionals. It's crazy.
Is Charlie growing a unibrow? Did you notice that? I was like, does he naturally have a unibrow? Because those eyebrows were like bold. They were dark and they were closing in on each other. And I was like, has this always been his look? Something looks a little different with Charlie.
Oh, I don't know. But he's a little blonde kid, but his dad's a quarter Lebanese, right? Or he's a quarter. I think his dad is Lebanese, right? Anwar is.
We need more of his dad.
We need more Anwar. Where is he? Isn't his name Anwar? Was that his dad? Or is that in my head?
It may have been. It was something like that. I'll look it up.
Oh, man. I miss that relationship of his dad hating his son.
Yeah, Anwar Zakur. He was like, so, why don't you have good body like your only friend's roommate? Is it because you're lazy? He's like, dad. So,
your roommate is jerking off onto the camera. And you think he's going to say something mean about it. And he's like, good for him working better than you, Luso.
He was great. And then his mom had that like sensual boyfriend. They're like, they go and have tantric sex for 6 hours afterwards.
Yeah. They're like, wow, we met each other when we were inside of each other for 10 hours in a row. He's like, okay, mom. Great. Great conversation.
So Liam arrives at Ariana's house and he's like, whoa, how's your pumpkin bread? Is it pumpkin-y? And she's like, yeah, it's pumpkin banana bread. He's like, whoa, America, I'm feeling pretty good going into building this wardrobe. I'm going to be honest with you, though. I got my tools. What else do I need? An actor just has to follow the script. Am I right?
Yeah, look, don't love to throw it around, but I'm an actor, so I can be a handyman. Who's that guy? Who was it? Home Improvements? What was that show? What was that guy? And the producer says, Tim Allen. And he goes, Tim Allen. No one's going to know who Tim Allen is. Let's cut that out.
I was like, oh, sir. Tim Allen, I think, is in the number one movie right now.
Is he?
Isn't he? Well, isn't he the voices? Isn't he like Toy Story 5, right? Is he not on Toy? Is he in Toy Story 5? Gosh,
I forgot he was in that. There's a fifth.
Last time I checked, Tim. You know what? Far be it for me to ever defend Tim Allen. I'm generally never going to be someone who's going to take a stance in favor of Tim Allen. But for Liam,
I think it's taking a stance in favor of old people. You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. No one's going to know who that is. Tim Allen. Oh, listen here, you spermatozoa.
Better to be a has-been than it never was. So Ariana is she's
watch out. I'm an actor who builds closets. Watch your fucking mouth.
We'll see you on next season of Love Island. So Liam, there's their building stuff, and they're like, what do we do? It's so confusing. And it's just like this IKEA wardrobe, and they're just like totally befuddled by it. And then he's like, look, here's the thing. If I fuck up anything, I'll pay for it. Money is no object when you're a volunteer firefighter at Lake George and your princess.
So he eats her pumpkin bread. He's like, whoa, good pumpkin bread. Pretty good. I mean, it's got a little chew to it. It's like, oh my God, fuck off. Did she just fuck up a pumpkin bread? Because I don't love when people are like, I'm like a banana bread person, and they make a shitty banana bread. Because that's an art.
That well, I work very hard at. I'm not expecting Ariana or anyone from the Kim Zolciak lineage to do like a great pumpkin bread. But I also don't think that this guy should be making comments like it's got a nice chew to it either, when he can't even build like a simple IKEA box.
I think he's just fucking with her, but still. So they look at this wardrobe, and then they're talking about the weekend, and she's not doing anything. And he's like, well, I'm having a little birthday party at my parents' house. Want to come, babe? She's like, oh my God, he's moving differently than I thought. I'm going to dinner with his family. I'm going to go to dinner and meet his family. Well, I think he's having a party at the parents' house, but I don't know. So she's like, oh my God, is this like upstate? Oh, go ahead.
No, is Liam going to be one of those people who thinks his family's the best? He probably will be. He's going to be like, this is my brother, Chet. Oh my God, if you ever need someone to fix your lawnmower, he knows everything about it. He's amazing. And this is my mom. Oh my God, my mom is great. Oh man, the way that she can like make like a martini. Oh, you have never seen. It's basically going to be like, what's his face? The new guy from from Southern Charm. Be like, my mom is basically an anarchist.
Yeah, my mama. Come to my family's farm. So he's like, whoa, no, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa. It's not upstate, it's Upper West Side. You can do it. You can do it. So she asks one of her dogs, do you like him? They're like, oh my God, it's not Kim. So I'll take it. And then it's nighttime, and we see Ariana's doing her hair, and Riley's texting, and Georgia goes to a massage spot with her cousin. A foot massage thing or something. I don't know what they're doing. It's a massage thing or they getting a pedicure?
A foot massage. And Riley's saying how she apologized to Georgia because, you know, even though we disagree and I don't like her much, I still think that like the way I acted was out of character and felt like I need to own my mess. So it's never okay to act like that. And Georgia's saying like, I think with like Riley, with the whole situation, alcohol was like such a big part of it. And I do have like a lot of sympathy for making mistakes when you're drunk, because like I've made quite a few. And like the way I'm seeing it is like she wasn't in her right mind. So I can absolutely like move on and give her a pass for this one.
I like that actually. It's just like, whatever, I'll give her a pass. Who cares? So Riley is telling us that she got really close with Ariana quickly, but they're still learning each other and they're in different places in their lives. And it's really frustrating having to tell someone your needs, but they won't know unless you tell them. So
yeah, this friendship's falling apart right now. I'm telling you, this is like those day one alliances on Survivor, when someone's like, I just got a good vibe off you. Me too. Oh my God. We're going to go all the way to the end. And then by day three, they're like, why did I ally with this person? Went too fast, too quickly.
Yep. So now, and it's interesting because on Real Housewives of Atlanta, we see the fight between Portia and Shamia is about their mom. You know, it's ultimately about their moms. Like it comes down to their moms. You know, it's like a resentment that people just can't get past. Mm-hmm. And then on this show, you have someone from there who it's also like our moms hate each other and we're going to try and be friends and besties. But ultimately, it's just interesting how they're happening kind of at the same time. Although this one they don't become enemies or anything yet. But you see the start.
It could work against them. So then George's cousin Gordon comes over to this foot massage place. Their mothers are sisters and they're like, they say hi, ask about the moms and everything, etc. And Gordon's saying like, well, I know our moms have like a lot in common. And I don't know, like sometimes I think about their childhood encounters with aliens because they all have this connection, you know it. And then this is when Georgia announces, my mom and she has three sisters. They all to this day swear that they were abducted by aliens at some point in their childhood.
She's like, yeah, that's really quite the phenomenon if it's like true, you know. Oh my god, it makes sense that Georgia yes. comes from
Georgia's dad could be an alien, let's be honest.
Yeah, it was like Waj hands, like hand soap burns their hands or something.
See, that's the thing. If she had only washed her hands, she might accidentally put her two fingertips together and stop time. If only she knew. Only she knew she has alien DNA in her.
So she's talking about how, he's like, yeah, I remember getting a call from you. She's like, yeah, like when I was in Cape Town. Sobbing, and you're like, and he's like, yeah, and you're sobbing, and you're like, I'm stuck in Singapore. She goes, yeah, that motherfucker, I swear.
So she goes, yeah, I don't know if I was transparent as much as I could have been about how traumatizing the last relationship I was in, like a breakup coincided with like me, like not knowing like what I wanted to do with like, you know, like not the rest of my life, but like the next 2 or 3 years of my life. And then I got like hit pretty bad with depression. And then she starts talking about having an eating disorder. And it's been something that she has, you know, dealt with for many years, and that everything with the breakup was sort of a catalyst for it to come back, et cetera.
She's like, yeah, I've got an eating. So I mentioned to you, I have an eating disorder and I went to inpatient, right? And he's like, no, but I did read about it in People magazine. So there was that. Like, oh, she's like, yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, well, I'm so sorry. She's like, oh, no, it's fine. He like tries like be like give her a hug. She's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. But she basically starts talking about how, you know, it's just,
yeah, like she talks about,
she keeps everything in. She doesn't like to necessarily share things, I guess. Is that what she was saying? And then, so she didn't like tell a lot of people that this is what she was going through, but then it like came out.
Yeah. So they have a talk about depression, and, you know, she says to herself sometimes, like, why can't I be normal? And he's like, yeah, we're intense people. We come from people who have been like abducted by aliens, Georgia. She's like, yeah, I moved like 7 times last year. You know what I mean?
I'm like really mad at E.T. because I heard that he's starting up a club on a different planet. And I'm like, that was literally my idea.
I was so upset that the aliens started a planet called Planet. That came from my mom.
Did you hear that, like, Dr. Spock started up a club called Trek? And I'm like, that's not cool.
Now we go to Amira's place and she's with Kevin. They're having some breakfast, and now she gets a text from Rowan with an inspiration board for Halloween, and she's like, yeah, I don't know what the Rocky Horror Picture Show is. I thought it was like the boxing guy, but then that shouldn't be Halloween themed. I mean, I don't know, what is it?
So literal. And then Shy is like, yeah, I don't know about you, but like I've been setting out a Pinterest board, and I've been like receiving like lots of confusion from everyone. And so there's like a Pinterest board where they're trying to figure out what Rocky Horror Picture Show is. And they're like, what is it? Is it about Rocky Road ice cream? Like, they're so confused.
But the Pinterest board is really confusing too, because it's like, here's a red feather boa. Here's a red lit room. Here's a, you know, a tricycle horn. Like, what? Show them the poster of, you know, just show them pictures from the movie. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, what they're all so confused. They think it's like an actual horror movie. They don't know what it is. And Brooks is like, I just heard Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, and that sounds exciting to me. They're just completely off.
What kills me is this show is called Next Gen NYC, and Rocky Horror Show is playing on Broadway right now in their city. There's posters everywhere for Rocky Horror Show, and they're still like, blah. It's like for old people who even knows what that is. Come on.
They're so confused. They're so disinterested in the world around them. That's what's hilarious.
Yeah. So, you're people of the internet. Can you just Google it? You're on your phone all day. Google it.
Some of you are gay. You should you just know what this is. Some of you went to NYU. If you went to NYU and you don't know what Rocky Horror is, like I can't help you then.
What does NYU have like a special connection?
Well, no, I just imagine it's like, doesn't Rocky Horror play in the Village? Like, isn't it always playing in the Village? Or I don't know where, but I just imagine you're around like college students in New York City. you're inevitably going to be dragged to see Rocky Horror Picture Show. I just feel like it's like there, there's film students around. There's just like an awareness. And like, how do you not know? Let me see where it's playing in New York City. I'm mad. I'm going to go lecture them all. I'm going to send them all
an email. It's on 54th Street, kids. As I recall. Well, you mean the show. You mean the movie? No, the show, yeah. I think, was on.
Remember we stepped outside and into their line that time.
Yeah.
Did you see it when you were there? Did you go watch the...
No. I didn't see that. I saw it a million years ago on Broadway with Joan Jett. That's how old I am.
Wow.
You know? And then, of course, I've seen the movie and stuff, but...
It's literally playing on like 8th and it's not like 8th Avenue between 16th and 17th. So yeah, it's in like West Village area or like Chelsea. Like, I'm sorry. It's all around where they live and they still like, what is it?
Yeah. So Amira's saying that she needs to clear the air with Charlie and Georgia continues to bring it up. She doesn't know why she keeps bringing it up, but she's going to get to the bottom of it. Oh, now we go to Charlie and Shy playing pool. And so they're talking about, you know, this dude Hudson coming and how this new guy, the actor guy, is pining over Ariana. Do I say something? And Charlie's like, yeah, say something. He's like, oh my God, I got to tell him, right? Like, that's the right thing to do. Is that the right thing to do? Should I tell him? He's like, yeah, you should have already called him. I think I have sympathy for the situation that Hudson's going through with Ariana. Like, I don't know if Liam's Ariana's type, but, you know, Shy wants to be the guy to tell him that. So be it.
So Charlie's like, tell me more about, like, what the fuck I missed, because it sounded like it was a lot. And Shy's like, what did Ariana and Amira say? He's like, yeah, they just said that George and Riley got into an argument and that Riley was getting all, like, throwing shit or some crazy shit like that. You know, it's like, I mean, like, I didn't really see that part. I mean, I don't even know what happened. I mean, I don't even know where we were. I mean, I didn't even know there was even a fight. I mean, like, when I pulled up to Boys Night, Brooks was like, I'm leaving this. He's on this, like, I'm going to leave this kind of stuff. And which I'm like, what? We talked about that. But I think that's, like, ridiculous. I was like, where is Brooks even going? Like, I didn't even know that Brooks was even there in the first place. Like, I don't know anything. I'm, like, crazy. I'm just, like, oblivious.
Charlie's like, why? Because of, like, the spring shit or what? It's like, well, I think it might be the spring shit. Also, it might be that he doesn't want to get caught on camera hanging with you, which I think is, like, a thing.
I like to have to call it the spring shit. They can't say like the torture house. What, the shit that happened in the spring, you know, man, stuff like that. And they're like, Charlie's like, yeah, Brooks is acting like a girl that I fucked and haven't texted afterwards. Oh, accurate description. And so, yeah.
So then Hudson comes in with his BP, his business partner, Danny. They're like, brah, 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 brah. And they're talking about how they're going to all go to this event and stuff. And now they're playing pool. And then we see Shy just spinning out. We see all the voices in his head. Like, should I tell him? Should I tell him? Should I tell him or should I not tell him? Should I tell him or should I not tell him?
Like, he's having this existential crisis over nothing. And so Shy's like, hey, can I just say, like, tomorrow we're inviting Ariana, of course, this, like, party, and I hope you're, like, with that, like, because you're, like, chill with that. He's like, yeah, bro, me and Ariana are very cool. And you know who else she's cool with? My BP, Danny. This is his partner. Yeah.
Okay, well, as your boy, I want to let you know that Liam's been hitting on Ariana. Okay, just letting you know, I'm your boy. I'm your boy. He's like, what? Well, I was very upfront with Liam. And I said, yo, you want to have a cordial relationship with me, you need to understand the boundaries that I'm going to set right now. Boundaries. Don't fuck with my ex-girlfriend or you're never going to eat fried chicken in Atlanta again.
Do you think it's a smart idea to start up with a guy who's got Jodie Foster hair? I don't think so. So Shia is like, whoa. So wait, what's going on with that? And he's like, well, I just was like, don't fuck with my ex-girlfriend. And then Liam can try all he wants. But I don't think that Ariana is going to go from me to dating some guy who rides horses for a living. High five. Get my BP over here. There is a hand in the air that needs to be slapped because that was a sick burn.
What a douche. He's like, yeah, she's going to go from a billionaire to a horseback rider.
He's like, if I walk in and Liam's like snuggling on a fucking booth with my ex-girlfriend, yeah, I'm going to crash out.
God. So, Charlie comes over and he's like, wow, he told me Liam was trying to make a move on Ariana. He's like, yeah, supposedly. Chad's like, well, I was just letting you know, because like we're gonna like be at this like you know, like Rocky Horror tomorrow. So, you know, I was just giving him the heads up, you know, like, I mean, he's been blatantly obvious, so he's like kind of pissed. And he's like, yeah, he's trying to fuck your ex-girlfriend, is what he's trying to say. He's like, oh yeah, well, he can try all he wants to. Nay, he's a sugar cube. Horse rider.
Yeah, this kid does not intimidate me in the slightest. I was like, oh, okay.
You seem a little intimidated, my friend. He's like, yeah, I don't think you're going to come in here and fuck my ex-girlfriend and that's going to be like a thing and that you're going to try and like one-up me or some shit because I'm rich.
Yeah, you can't one-up me. I took a plane. So Shia's like, oh man, oh, this is the last thing that I would have said to Hudson in this moment. And I would have, like, I wouldn't have said it to Charlie the way Charlie said it. That's for sure. Oh my God, things went wrong.
Whoops. So then we go to Shia and Rowan's party and everyone's getting ready at Ariana's, you know, getting their costumes and stuff together. Mm-hmm. So then Riley comes over and they're like, Riley, are you going to get ready with us? She's like, no, I'm not going to go to the party. I have an early flight tomorrow. I'm going to leave. You know, I'm just going to go. I just wanted to see you guys before I leave. And so she is like, okay, well, we're going to get changed so you guys have the talk. And they scoot the hell out of there and just leave Ariana and Riley.
Yeah. So, Ariana's like, Riley says, you know, I definitely want to talk to you about the situation on Friday. Cause I mean, you know me, like that's not my character at all, you know? And like Georgia antagonizes me a lot. So I feel like it's both of like our parts. I need to acknowledge that and just hold myself accountable. And now going forward, I will not hold myself accountable. I'm going to hold you accountable instead. Cause that's just what I want to do. You know, I reached out and I acknowledged my part in it, but like my hometown friends would never let it even get to the point that it got to.
Yeah. Oh no. Not a good move for this. That's not good. And Ariana's like, but you weren't listening to me because I was giving you pizza and water and stuff to try and get you to like maybe sober up. Like it's a little bit rude to say that I haven't had your back and you're comparing me to your hometown friends. And Riley's like, but I never said that. But yeah, you did.
Yes, you implied it very heavily. She's like, but yes. I feel like the way that you're like getting at right now is like I'm expecting you to be like my hometown friends and like they would never let me get to that point. And she goes, I never said you. Oh God, Riley, she's doing one of these things. So Ariana's like, okay, my bad. Ariana's actually being so level-headed. Like there's so many times I was like, oh, this is going to turn left because they're not going to hear each other. But Ariana's like, okay, you can restate that. Never mind. That was my fault for not hearing that. It's like, okay. Riley's like, well, I'm just saying for me, I feel like you should know me enough to where if she's antagonizing me, you should stop in the middle and make sure she's not. She's like, well, she wasn't really coming at you very hard, though. She's like, but was she not antagonizing me? She's like, well, not to the extent that you're making it seem.
Yeah, I think Ariana's being pretty soft here, too, because she could be saying you were antagonizing her all night. What are you talking about? You antagonize her every time we hang out. And Riley's like, well, I'm not trying to victimize myself. I mean, I did what I did and I shouldn't have done it. But like we have different definitions of support, you know, and I don't want to feel like everyone has someone there except for me.
So Ariana's like, girl, I'm always there. And I find it a little bit rude that you're saying that I'm not. To say that I'm not is like, she was like, I didn't say that you're not there. I'm saying that everyone has someone and the person that I have just happens to be invisible and doesn't speak, but is physically there. It's like, but what I'm trying to say is, it's not that you're not there for me. It's just that you're always like in a different part of the room and I'm looking in a different direction. And so therefore you're not there for me when I'm there. She's like,
yeah. And Ariana's like, no, you literally just said everybody has someone except for me, but I'm right here. Like, if you want me to do it better, just let me know how to do it better. She goes, but you could support me by actually being there for me instead of waiting and just letting people talk to me crazy. Like, you're going to just let that happen. And I would never do that for you. And she's like, no, I'm not going to let that happen. But nobody was really talking very crazy to Riley. I mean, yeah. I think the whole group Georgina was like, but what about that ketamine again? But even she wasn't like, what the fuck are you talking about, ketamine? You know, even she was like, what do you mean? Like, who said I was on ketamine? I think the whole group was actually pretty nice for a reality show, you know?
They could really
push you to look as stupid as possible. But I think Riley's
being so nice here, too.
She is. It's interesting because Riley comes from one of the most sensible people we've seen on Bravo, Candy. And Ariana comes from Kim, who's one of the most out there people we've ever, you know. And I wonder if dealing with someone who's cuckoo bird like Kim makes you, it gives you that like, no, this is what we're discussing right now. And this is what you just said. You know, because you're constantly having to do that with someone like Kim, probably, is your one.
Right.
You know,
it's almost like she has to be the adult of that relationship, whereas Riley, since Riley doesn't have to be the adult necessarily. So Riley's like, no, I'm just saying, like, you know, she antagonizes me every single time. And, you know, people are not going to view it that way. So why wouldn't you, like, just say something or stop it before it even started? And I was like, I tried to. She goes, but you keep doing this over and over again. It's not fair. She's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to ask you what I'm doing. She's like, no, you're not doing enough. That's the bottom line. She goes, okay, I'm sorry. Like, I really tried that night to make sure to support you or be on your side. And I'm sorry that you didn't feel that for me. And that was not my goal. And I can only learn going forward. I was like, wow. Normally this takes 7 episodes on a Real Housewives show for them to get from the initial misunderstanding to the fight to the 6 different attempts at apologizing and like figuring it out to then this conversation. I was like, wow, you all did it in one scene in the same
episode. Yeah, I think what Riley's trying to say, you know, she's still thinking about last season, you know, and everything that went down with Charlie and Georgia last season. You know, and so she's still thinking of that. And like, you know, these people were going to go out and they're going to try and start with something with me and then try and make me look crazy or whatever. And I think she's just still stuck in that, which I don't really blame her, but she's taking that into this thing where in this one, she was clearly wrong, you know, but her feelings about it are not necessarily wrong because she doesn't like Georgia and Charlie for pretty clear things from last year. You know what I mean? And everybody's just like, okay, you get over it and you go to another season and everyone's forgiven and you start. But she doesn't really, you know, I mean, Riley will give you Riley will give you side eye whether or not she, you know, she's like a side eye person. So if she does get upset or doesn't like you, you know, the side eye is going to be probably tripled for a while.
I think Riley picks up on things a lot. And that's why I was saying before, like Georgia does have like little barbs in there, little passive aggressive things that are so low key. You could miss them if you're not really paying attention, but Riley hears them all and she feels them all. And so I think she feels them on a larger proportion then they're coming off to everyone else. And so that's why she's like, this is crazy. Like, it feels like you don't have my back, but to everyone else, it's just not landing in the same way. And so, you know, but she's also like, Riley was being the bigger asshole that night. She was, even before this all happened. So I think that like Ariana's just trying to kind of like navigate it. And, you know, basically she's like, you know, Riley's like, I know how shit gets spun and you weren't raised like me. And I don't know how this shit gets, you know, this shit be turned, but I just sometimes feel like this shit is unfair. And that's why I just take it on the chin and just move forward. And I'm not sure if when she's saying that, if she's sort of talking about a racial dynamic that's at play here, because that's got to be probably also an element in here as well. And Ariana's just like, look,
well, that's what I mean by last season, because the thing, well, it started with like, you don't wash your hands, right? Mm-hmm. But then when they went on their vacation or whatever, wasn't it to Charlie's family's house or wherever they were?
It was like the beach house, Gia's beach.
No, it was Gia's house. Yeah, it was Gia's beach house or whatever. And wasn't it Georgia who was like, why are you angry? You know,
yeah, there was a lot of that
discussion about like how you talk to black women and like having a black friend in your group and like the sensitivities that you have and stuff like that. So I think she's kind of like, well, you know that that happened last season and those are the people I'm dealing with this season. And you know, they're going to try and make me look stupid and it's going to get spun that I'm like this crazy black woman. That's how I'm taking it.
That's how I took it too. And also like there's a lot more pressure for her to behave a certain way when she's upset that she probably is like trying to navigate. And so like it's obviously got to be very, very frustrating. So Ariana's like, look, but you should be able to express how you feel no matter what. And I'm telling you, this is a safe place. And I'm sorry that I haven't known you for 10 years and I can't read your brain. And she's like, it's not your fault. It's my fault. I should never have even let that get that far. And she's like, it's my fault that I didn't stop you beforehand. And you can always tell me how you feel. And I can only learn if we talk about it and we get through these things. I was like, this is a very like mature conversation. I feel like they're both really listening to each other. I was like, wow, you guys know you're on a reality show, though. You guys are supposed to be a little bit more self-interested and obnoxious to each other, right? Like, come on.
And Ariana, I think, has a good point when she, and it's a good reminder, I think, to the audience when she's like, it's not like you're 45 years old and you're just screaming at a girl for no reason. Like, we're 23. We're figuring it out.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, they're babies. So Riley is saying that everything, when they met, they became so close so quickly, but they haven't really relearned each other yet. So they hug and, you know, agree that they're going to work on it for next time. And now it's time for the Rocky Horror Show. Dun, dun, dun. Next time on The Valley.
Yeah. All right. Well, fun times. We'll see how this all plays out. That was a really fun episode. I really enjoyed it. It was very fun and funny. And we'll see how these wacky kids navigate the crazy world of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Until then, thanks, everyone, for being here. Let us know what you think about anything by commenting on our Instagram, etc. That's at Watch What Crappens on Instagram. And we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS, we love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last naming.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.